Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop. Cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics are fat and we're ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck at sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old man straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man the African the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, this is OMF. We back for Dope Show. We're not gonna have no guests right now, so I'm trying to contact him now. But we could play a song. I'd like to play a tribute, the song tribute to DMX by Sherrod Cook.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. Not warm when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. And this house ain't no home. Anytime he goes away. Wonder this time where he's gone.
And up on the road, baby.
Wonder if he's
new Range Rover. Then she jump in at the Benz and she say, make we go to California, straight to Arizona. Then we pick up a shipment, say she have a reach down south. Texas, South Carolina. And we get in the paper. She said she don't want me suffer. I may have feel better. Big house plus big car. Holy paganja.
Well, I'll leave that man alone. Cause ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
Run it, spirit. Run it, spirit.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
Run it, spirit. Run it, spirit.
Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away.
Yeah, they lock up Bojo 1 month later, them hold me. 6 months after that, me see the dust pant easy. Cartel said jail time, that a waste time. Now me see cartel, him a do time. Busy say me nah go a jail again. But busy did end up in a the bullpen. Now them looking for big ship, my friend. But big ship sail away from them. You wanna know?
Well, I'll leave that man alone. Cause ain't no sunshine. Sunshine when he's gone.
Run it, spirit.
Only darkness every day.
Run it,
spirit. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away.
MDC, Brooklyn.
Well, I'll leave that man alone, cause ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
Yeah, can we play George Floyd tribute song to George Floyd?
I think your guest is in the queue. You want to put him on?
Huh?
I believe your guest is in the queue. You want to put him on?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
903-917.
What's good, brother? How you doing?
All right. What's up? Who's this?
This is Josh John.
Oh, what's up, man? How you doing? So, yeah. Oh,
man.
So, thanks for calling,
I'm
man. Yeah, so give us a little background on you real quick on how you got into music, the music industry and everything, and what you think about hip-hop and everything.
Well, I started music, my first time I actually got into the music business or started about music was at the age of 7. I stepped in my father's studio. He's a DJ. I played around in his studio, and it went from there to 20 years later now on my own record label, and I put a lot of work in, you know, within the last 10 years to actually be where I'm at today. And, you know, as far as music, I feel like music is not the same. Like, everybody is, you know, it's okay if you want to do, like, some dancing songs and talk about how you party and all of that, but when you constantly talking about murking somebody and killing somebody and taking somebody's child, you know, I don't too much agree with that. Like, have I put that in any of my music lately? And probably some of my new music because of my feelings, but I don't go around and spirit it out, you know what I mean? Like, I don't just put that out there and make that the number one target. You know, I want people to have fun with my music. I want people to love the dance. I want people to come together and have fun with my music. I want to be able to bring hip-hop back in such a way to when you hear the music, you'll want to hear it again and again. And it would make you not want to just download my stuff off of social media, but it'll make you want to go buy my album. You know. So
who's the influences in hip hop?
Some of my influences in hip hop, Mac Dre was one of them. Dr. Dre was one of them. Pac, of course, Biggie, Boosie, and one of my greatest, or two of my greatest, Nipsey Hussle and Pop Smoke.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about, and this is young person talking about how you feel about hip hop. So, again, I'm not the only one saying it, and I ain't the only one feeling that way. So, there you go. You got young people saying it. You know what I'm saying? You said the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? You know the history of hip hop. You know the you know about hip hop. You know how it's supposed to sound and how we're supposed to represent it. And you said it right there. I ain't have nothing else to say on that. I ain't got to speak on it no more. You done said it already.
Yes, sir.
So no, if you ain't doing those things that he said, you ain't making hip hop. That's exactly what you just said.
Yes, sir. There's no
exactly.
Hip-hop.
And hip-hop
there's
was
no
about
hip-hop
fun, like
talking
you
about
said. Kids. Right. Hip-hop was about fun. You told the truth. Hip-hop was about fun.
Hip-hop
I'm better than you.
Dance,
better
man.
Than me. Yes. That's exactly what it was. Partying. Exactly. Talking about the struggle. Talking how the
nobody
sun was shot on
one
side of the street. You know what I'm saying? Hello.
Yeah.
Let the world know. No, America don't look all beautiful, not in my neighborhood.
No, it don't. No, it don't.
That's
and
what we were talking about.
What kills me is you see a lot of rappers losing their lives behind the most dumbest things. And the conclusion to it all is everybody is trying to be the next NBA young boy. Oh, you got to catch a body to be popular, or you got to go to jail and catch a case to be popular. Okay, did Tupac want to be popular by catching cases? No, he caught cases because he stood for what was right. You know, you got a whole lot of people that was catching cases for doing something that they love, you know. And I feel like at the end of the day, it'll take people to come out of their shells to speak up on it. And stop trying to be like everybody. Everybody needs to be their own person instead of trying to be another person. You will never see what a person has to offer if they're trying to be like the next artist. And I'm not here to be the
say
next artist.
Again.
I'm here to be me.
Say it again. Say that again.
You know?
That's
you
the
cannot,
whole point.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be like us. We want you to have your own identity. Have your own thing, right? And come with something original. Don't come like you exactly said it right there. That's all what's wrong with hip hop. But they don't know because nobody taught them, brother. That's that. Nobody taught them. That's not their fault. Nobody taught them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Fault.
These people that were supposed to be there for them abandoned them. This is a different set. This is a different animal now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So they only teach, they only rapping about what they know.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? But then we got the OGs that supporting that shit, too. So we got the OGs supporting that garbage. You know what I'm saying? So there
yeah.
you go. So it's not just the young people.
What's
it's not the young people.
The
young people don't know because they wasn't told the truth. Just like I said, you're telling them the truth. You're telling them the truth. Hopefully they open their eyes and see the light.
The thing is,
stop being like
OG.
Somebody, stop being a follower and be a leader.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to be like Jay-Z. Stop trying to be like Jay-Z. Just be yourself, right? Exactly. Stop trying to be like Mike. Mike is a millionaire, and how many people is play basketball? You understand? Everybody try to be like Mike, not go to school and get an education. And how many people make it to the NBA?
Now, then, a lot
he sold
of
you a bill
of
goods. He sold you a bill of goods.
Yeah.
He sold you a bill of goods and he's a billionaire. We sit up there and buy his damn shit, $200 a thing, because we can't afford to buy your kids some diapers. Man. Hello. Yeah. Our prerogatives are wrong.
Yes, sir. Our prerogative is always wrong.
That's what we put in our rap songs. Don't we put that in our rap songs?
Yes,
we talk about life. We talk about life. We talk about reality. You know what I'm saying? That's what the whole song is about, reality. Talking
yeah.
loud, you ain't saying nothing. Very simple. Ain't no ya-ya in that shit. You know what I'm saying? You understand fully well what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand you, sir.
Huh.
I think I think is it'll start with the people that claim that they're OGs, if you're so much of an OG. And why are you putting guns in these kids' hands? Why are you giving them drugs?
Because that's
no.
what's sold. They sold out for the money. Don't you get it?
Yeah.
They sold out
yeah.
our art form way back. It ain't just started. They sold out our art form way back for the money. It went from the streets to the money. I told you what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah you told me. And that was
they
that.
Sold out hip hop to the for the money. They
it's
sold out break dancing for the money. It goes back to the '70s. You understand? It didn't just start now.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened. It happened. But
we play the part. The raise the part. Yeah, so we're going to play your song, Fuck Drippin'. We're going to play your song.
And then
we're going to take some calls. So introduce your song, Fuck Drippin'.
Yes, sir. This is my new, well, this is one of my new newest singles. It's entitled Sauce Drippin'. It's featured Propane. We dropped it at, the mid, late 2018, and it's still one of the biggest songs that I have out today.
Yo, can we play his song, Sauce Drippin'?
Yes, indeed.
This is vindication for a lot of people who have really suffered. You know, the I can't breathe. You know, that wasn't just George Floyd. That was a lot of people have felt that they couldn't breathe. Every day you're waking up and you're getting these tweets and you just don't know. And you're going to the store and people who have been afraid to show their racism are getting nastier and nastier to you, and you're worried about your kids, and you're worried about your sister. And can she just go to Walmart and get back into her car without somebody saying something to her? And you spent so much of your life energy just trying to hold it together. And this is a big deal for us just to be able to get some peace.
Attention all units, we have an officer in need of assistance.
Of this nonsense, all the things gotta change to live a better life. news every day. It keeps replaying the same thing that we see. It logs in my memory. Been going on for centuries. Slavery, killings, and violence. Can't keep this cycle. Gotta break those chains. Teach the next generation to love and protect. Let no one disrespect. We need unity as one. Believe in what needs to be done. End this or put it to a law.
I can't breathe. You know, that wasn't just George Floyd. That was a lot of people that felt that they couldn't breathe. Every day you're...
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. LA Records presents Young Sean. Sauce dripping, nigga. Y'all dab to this shit.
Sauce dripping, I'm a wrist whipper. Sauce dripping, I'm a bitch skinner. Sauce dripping on my wrist, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm the shit, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm a wrist whipper. Sauce dripping, I'm a bitch skinner. Sauce dripping on my wrist, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm the shit, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm a wrist whipper. Sauce dripping, I'm a bitch skinner. Sauce dripping on my wrist, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm the shit, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm a wrist whipper. I'm a bitch, yeah. Sauce sippin' on my wrist, nigga. Sauce sippin', I'm the shit, nigga.
I got the sauce when I walk. I got the sauce when I talk. Sauce dripping off the paint. Slide racks in the vault. Mr. Callan ain't my fault. If you hatin', you can hope. All the seasons you can pick. But you pick to drop the salt. I trace you in some chalk. I delete control out. You a rookie, I'm a vet. Eating checkers, playing chess. Hit the booth and make a mess. Smell $1 million fresh. Broken on your fine ex. Hit her once and I forget. Got my passport yesterday. Made some racks, jugging out of state. Everything I do, heavyweight. No group beside featherweight. Boy, I'm on like a light bill. I can tell you how this life feels. I'm just trying to see a light meal and buy a crib on a nice hill. Sauce dripping, I'm a wrist whipper. Sauce dripping, I'm a bitch killer. Sauce dripping on my wrist, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm the shit, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm a wrist whipper. Sauce dripping, I'm a bitch killer. Sauce dripping on my wrist, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm the shit, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm a wrist whipper. Sauce dripping, I'm a bitch killer. Sauce dripping on my wrist, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm the shit, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm a wrist whipper. Sauce dripping, I'm a bitch killer. Sauce dripping on my wrist, nigga. Sauce dripping, I'm the shit, nigga.
Y'all shining it, bitch. Call me fire truck, I'm lit. Niggas hatin' on the clip. Cut their pocket, look at it. I'ma roll it since the crib. Rollin' leather for the spit. I need 40 on my neck. I got 20 on my wrist. Rollin' classic with a bad bitch. Gelato stankin' out the package. Niggas barkin', but they pound puppets. And when I break, it's Jurassic. Streets talkin', they askin'. I don't talk, just action. Playin' rolls to get your actors hurt. No stunt double, that's trash. 23, that's mad. I'm down like a fresh. I'm in the street with some savage. Show you niggas what's happening. 23, that's mad. Break I'm down like a fresh. I'm in the street with some savage. Show you niggas what's happening.
Sauce dripping, I'm a wrist whipper. Sauce dripping, I'm a bitch killer. Sauce dripping on my wrist, nigga. I'm the shit, nigga.
Yeah. Can we take a first caller?
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Merrick. You already know what's going on.
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Me, Rich.
Oh, what's up, man, Rich?
What's up?
What's going on?
Oh, ain't nothing going on.
Yeah, so what you doing music-wise?
Well, since the summer, I feel like I got to set my game up now. Y'all going to start hearing a lot more music from me? It's just that my sound going, like, it's just going to be a little different.
Okay. Because I've seen some of your stuff on on Instagram. You posted your stuff on Instagram. So what you working on?
Well, I got tons of unreleased music from, like, last year. So I'm just going to start piling up my unreleased music and just dropping it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I see you post stuff on Instagram all the time. So, I just want to. So what's going on with you otherwise? How's the summer?
Well,
I noticed you doing any shows anywhere?
No, I ain't got booked yet.
Okay. Yeah, because you ain't doing nothing for the June. They ain't got no June. They have the June Scene Festival out there in Stockton.
Pardon?
They have the Juneteenth Festival out there in Stockton.
I really don't know.
So what you looking for? So what you doing as far as your music and as far as you going with your music?
Well, what I'm doing is just. That's a good question.
A good question. Then once we thank you for calling and supporting the show.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, and you call back and you send your music when you get the music out, and we play it on the show like always.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Peace out.
Peace. We take the next caller.
Five eight six 901.
Got niggas, got dimes, got two for five. Got chicks on the grind like Superfly. Me and rap go together like a suit and tie. Who said I ain't hot, nigga, eat poop and die. Cause every bar off the wall like suicide. Yeah. I do ride and I'ma ride till your car was gone. The K is spray and make it feel like the shower on. I don't got a problem drawing, especially if I know it's a cake. I go in your place, I chill, eat a meal, roll the draw in your place. My brother Chuck can hit the L and blow the smoke in your face. Chin is back to the block, pitching bowl to the shake. The umpire, I make sure the white is over the plate. Safe, wait, the aid of quake and make you spin in circles. I leave a rat with four shells like the Ninja Turtles. My spinach is purple, jar it up, off it and cop. The neighbors haters, they be calling the cops. I route when they stake out all in my spot. I'm at the Chinese store cooking hard in the wok. I pot whip it till it's hard in the pot. It's too raw for the street, I'm big star with the ride. Talk and get shot, I don't argue a lot. I pop and try knock the top off of your top. Yeah, I rhyme tight, you will shine when the time right. Jahan, I add lime to the limelight. You man, ready to scrap, I ain't trying to fight. Detectives fit and stretch shit like prom night. My grind tight, more bread than a little bit. And I so glad, go ahead with the bullshit. The desert is so big on my little hip. With the joint, I'm on point like a swordfish. Riding Lindros, sliding Leclerc, sliding them pilots, that's flying in the air. Spit a bag
when it tastes whole, getting scared. I run with bastards chasing some yogi spears. Yeah, where Boo Boo at? You the kid with like two new raps? That's two few raps. I got two new whacks. Scrap fucking with her in the bag where your Boo Boo at. I pit six where your boo-boo at. I'm the shit, man, I sit where the doo-doo at. I'm the shit on the TV, the shit out the EV, the shit. Man, you get a roll of tissue with my CD. HDG, got me on the leaner. Body on the steamer, rock the color beamer. 24-inch ice, Rocky on the beamer. Tom Daniel, wifey, I might get you a Tina. Rocky, you a Bilo, lock you with a bottle.
Keep it going,
a lot of models. Fat bitch,
get up,
blazing, I had fun raising like I'm live. No caddy, I'm a new style pimper. If you come with three, I'm leaving two guys injured. Jay spray the KKK, that'll lynch ya. Lay you in the chalk, swing the hawk like a fencer. Don't be trying to use a bitch, I'm a spender. 44 mag with the barrel like a blender. I don't got a problem pushing dude out a window. The hooks call me Lou Alcindor. Dad on the block, but my dad called me Joe Sip. The mag laser focus, that'll scare when I told it. Coke potent, you lose hair when you smoke it. Yeah, I make it disappear, hold it focus.
Yep. Who's this? Where you call it from? I guess it's okay. Take next caller.
734-658.
Check. Young nigga coming through straight stunting. I'm colder than that glacier, make it baby mama hate you motherfucker. I'm so motherfucking raw, money tall, young rich nigga. I can buy them all. Make these niggas stall cause a nigga ball hard. Catch you niggas off guard cause I'm driving foreign cars. Fucking on a foreign broad, only keep a dime chick. Only fuck with change, nah nigga, it's time for a change. Never fucking with the change cause I'm all about a dollar. Making your bitch holler for a dollar, motherfucker. Keeping it futuristic, throwing the dollars at a bitch. On the pole, doing shit on top, nigga. Smoking the grown, nigga, feeling stone, nigga. Blowing on the loudest, louder than my 15-inch speakers in my motherfucking trunk, nigga. What's up, nigga? Fuck what you niggas say. Young priest, I'm super paid, nigga. Getting money all types of ways. Blast a nigga in broad day. Take that nigga Sade, give her back. Now she say she never would've made it like her name was Marvin Sapp. Gotta keep a pistol on my lap. Keeping bars, nigga, more than your prison is. And everybody know I keep the bloods on my side like a motherfucking cell, motherfucker. Bitch, yeah, I'm hotter than hell, might as well, cause I keep it futuristic with a futuristic flow. Young nigga got a flow like the Nile River. Young nigga colder than December. Raw nigga, like I'm name is T-Raw nigga, but I'm about them figures. I pop any fuck nigga, cause I don't really give a fuck, but it's good luck to y'all niggas swag. Young nigga wear a blue flag, five deuce hoover dad. Young nigga with a cool swag, yup, so cold like I'm cold like Sub-Zero. Young nigga wrote, young nigga living large like my name is Robert De Niro, I'm about to De Niro. Oh, that was just a little freestyle, your boy Priest of Don, True Empire, yeah. Holla at me.
Yo, that's yeah. Dope, man, who's this and where you calling from? Hello, you gone too, huh? You take the next one. Yeah. We're gonna do Shaw Swartz
419-265.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening with y'all, man?
Who's this? Where you calling from?
This is Tony Storm, man, calling from Toledo, Ohio, man. What's going on?
What's up, Tony? What's going on?
Oh, man, just chilling, man, taking a break from this music for a second, man. I've been going hard for the last about a week or so. Who is it? All right, hold up. Yeah, I've been, fucking with this music so motherfucking tough that I got to take a break right quick, man. But what been going on with y'all, though?
No, it was just we playing music because we had a special guest on, but he had to go to work, so couldn't stay on very long. So we was just playing the music, and we was just taking callers and seeing what's up to everybody. Yeah, so what's going on with you otherwise? So tell us about your music and what you're working on.
Yep. What you say? Oh, I've been working on this tape. I just dropped something new. My buddy YL, man, produced the tape. It's called Four Peak. on YouTube, if you search Tony Storm 4P, it's my nigga YO from the Cartel production and shit. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, I got some of your songs, but it's the old stuff that I have with your.
I can send you the link.
Yeah, I
want
to send me some new shit.
Yeah, I got some new shit. You know what I mean? Yep, and I got some.
I remember you sent me that video too. That video you sent me a couple. Was it last week?
Yeah, I forgot what video
I think
was
you did
it.
Send me a video. Yeah, I did check it out.
Okay, for sure. And then search Tony Storm 4P on YouTube, man. Tony Storm 4P. You know, it's fire.
But I need the MP3, though. I need the MP3, not the video.
No, I need... Okay, cool. I'll give you the MP3.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Let me write that shit down, man, so I don't forget it. Because every time you tell me, I don't fucking write it down. Hold on right quick, man. But it's a four-song little EP and shit, you know what I'm saying?
What is it again? It's Redhead Ron 48 at gmail.com.
Okay, and y'all will play it on the show one day?
Yeah, I'll play it on the show next week.
Okay, cool. Let me get it together for y'all, man.
Yeah. I ain't gonna play it today, this week. I'm playing next week.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
The show's back on next Wednesday. It's next Wednesday. It's back. We just added today. But it's back on next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday? All right, let me get this shit together, man, and I'm going to send the track.
Next
to you.
Wednesday. Not next Thursday. Next Wednesday.
All right, cool. Cool. I got you. All right, yeah. Well, I'm going to get up out of here, fam.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for calling.
Yep, no problem. Bless. Peace.
All right. Yeah.
517-215. Hello, hey, what's going on there?
What's up? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hawk here, G-Note, checking in from Detroit.
What's up? What's going on in Detroit, man?
Everything. What ain't going on?
So give us a little background on you. Tell us how you got into hip-hop and give us a little background. Let everybody know who you are. Give us a little background on you.
Yeah. Well, got into hip-hop when I was 7 by the infamous Obi Trice, real name, no gimmick. And got me into the music, and I've been going ever since. Okay. So y'all can check out my website at hogheadgnote.com.
Yeah. So what was your influences in hip-hop?
Melly Mel, Obi Trice, Tupac.
All right. So what you think about hip-hop and where you see hip-hop going?
I see it's great, hey. As long as you got the vision and don't say it, you base it on your life experiences, then I feel like it's great.
Okay.
Somebody could be going through the same thing as you. You never know, you know. You might help that person get through their time, what they going through.
Yeah, the game has changed, my brother. Hey, that's Chase. Yeah. So, yeah, man. So what are you doing with music as for the new year, for this year and the coming year? Where you see your music going?
Write some couple of plaques, you know what I'm saying, like the East Gold or something. My latest CD right now, Picture Perfect, it has garnished 100,000 streams. So keep building with that and try to just go at least gold.
Yeah, you got to send me your song so I can play it on my show.
Yes, I definitely will.
Yeah, it's redheadron48@gmail.com.
Yes, I definitely got your email. I'm supposed to ask you for some business in the song. I just been procrastinating.
Yeah, it's all good. We know everybody got a busy schedule. Everybody doing things. But, you know, when you get a chance, man, you can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under OMF Posse.
OMF Posse?
O is in October, M is in Mike, F is in Frank. Posse.
Okay. I think I heard of that.
I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And also I'm gonna add you to my music group as well. Hip hop, hip hop life.
Do that. Yeah, so I could hit you up, and keep you updated on the show's on Wednesday. It was just on today, but the show's back on Wednesday again. About next week.
Okay, so how you feel about them turning Juneteenth into a national holiday?
Yeah, I'm performing Juneteenth outside festival in San Francisco tomorrow.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
So I'm out there performing. Yeah, I'm a rapper, too. I rap, too, and I got music coming out. The song that starts off my show is a song that I put out. That's my song that starts off the show.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Wait for my new single to come out with a surprise feature, which is going to shock a lot of people.
We got some shit. We got some under. That's why I have my have people like you out here that's not out there on commercial radio. You know what I'm saying? So I play all the people that they ain't nobody heard about. And we got some dope bass people that back here that's unhidden talent that nobody know about.
So where you from anyway?
Huh?
So where you from?
I grew up in New York, but I live in San Francisco right now. I grew up in New York, in Brooklyn, when the hip-hop started. So I was around when the hip-hop started and when it came out to the house and into the park. So I knew how the shit, and went to the shows and stuff like that. So I knew how the shit began. So I was there when the shit was there, when it started back in 1973. I was 13 when it started. And Detroit is a major player in hip hop. So you see, they sleeping on them. You see, New York is going
right now.
Oh, wait a minute, Detroit, and they don't know. That's a whole different show.
That's my biggest fan base out there right
y'all
now.
Y'all got
California,
some legends in Detroit. Y'all got some legends over there in Detroit already. So we ain't even got to speak on that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got legends. Y'all hip y'all from the old school. I'm from motherfucking hip hop.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all produce hip hop. Everything that come out of there, y'all produce hip hop.
We ain't got to. The rest of peace to the late great Jay Dilla.
Yeah, just keeping hip hop alive. That's all. I love hip hop. That's all. Ain't nothing personal.
Yeah.
I just love hip hop.
A lot of people don't like this new music, though, but that's because I don't think they really listen to it too much. But a lot of these young guys are really expressing their feelings, man. I mean, I feel that.
Because they wasn't taught the game. They wasn't taught, right? Ain't nobody taught them. That's why. You understand? It's not their fault.
Right.
And like I go back to saying it again. It's not their fault because they wasn't taught. They don't know. They only doing what they know.
Because they were
a band and left out there to defend for themselves. So they had to do what they had to do. And that's what they make their music about.
Exactly. Nothing wrong
Not
with
their
that.
Fault. They're trying to make some money because they're homeless. You know, a lot of them are homeless. You know what I'm saying? Music is what got them out of the situation they was in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And these guys right now, they're making that music. They're making so much money off a living off that music right now. It's
they
crazy.
But that's not hip hop though. It's my thing. Do your thing, but that don't call that hip hop though.
I mean, I don't really care.
Don't call that hip hop. We gonna call that pop music. I'll call that pop music. I'll call that. That's Usher and Chris Brown shit. All right. That's what I'm saying. That's Beyonce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can agree with that.
And Vogue shit. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's Salt and Pepper shit. That's what I'm talking about. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though, because my cousin make most of all the beats for most of y'all, the ones you're talking about right now. And I can't really get with it too much, but he doing his thing. But I can't, that Atlanta vibe, I can't really get with it too much.
Yeah, hip hop went out of control because hip hop is in everything, man. They ruined it. They ruined it, man. They ruined it. It's a joke. I'm embarrassed and insulted, knowing I come from the school of hip hop, knowing what this shit look like now. You know what I'm saying? Just out of control.
Yeah, and they're making the most money ever. Like Lil Uzi Vert, I never listened to him. He could afford to put a $24 million diamond in his forehead. Come on now.
But they did that from way back, like I said. They didn't want to talk about I'm better than you and you better than me no more, so they went and made hip-hop. Hip to the hop, to the hippity hop. Ain't no disrespect to Sugar Hill Gang. I'm just telling the truth. The motherfuckers went from rapping to hip. That's what hip hop. That's how hip hop started. Hip to the hop to the hippity hop. No,
but all the dresses and all that shit, I don't know where that came from.
I'm not dissing them. I'm just saying that's the music. I'm talking about the music. I ain't talking about the rap group. I'm talking about the music.
I mean, don't push me. I'm close to the edge. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that was different, right?
Everywhere.
Okay, the message was different than right. So that's what I'm talking about. It went from that, like I said, it went from, don't push me, I'm close to the edge, and broken glass everywhere, to hip to the hop to the end of the hop. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
And that's what's making money. Ain't hip to the hop making money?
Yes, sir, the most ever.
Oh. Jingling Baby, what's the backseat of Jeep? Wait a minute, that's way, you know what I'm saying? That's back before. So these kids ain't doing nothing that these OGs was that did it way back.
Yeah, you're right.
People fall. We afraid to say it.
Yeah, like I say, all my
tell
movies got a message. They all tell a story, so that's my main focus. Is to tell a story, and you can formulate your opinion about how.
Wait, how they ain't learned from Two Live Crew? Two Live Crew was butt naked before.
So
they ain't doing nothing new.
Yeah, but
okay,
you know
come
that
up
film,
with some
though.
Original shit. Come up with some original shit and come holler at me and tell me you hip hop. That's what I'm saying. Come up with some original shit.
A lot of people vote for that or whatever, and like that conscious music, but that's not really what's selling. I mean, you about to get enough money to feed you, your whole family, and they whole family, the next generation of their family, for just making some music and just talking about any damn thing. Why do you need to have a message?
But they started with Whoop There It Is and Can't Touch This. Okay, they got that from them. Hello. They not doing nothing original is the way I'm going with it. When you come
to something
original.
But you know, nobody will really do anything original. Everything just add on. Like attachment. Everything is add on. Like Lil Wayne and T-Pain, they came up with that auto-tune. Not every rapper uses an auto-tune.
And the brother could sing, too.
I heard T-Pain.
Why is he using auto-tune? To make money. Hello. They say, man, you ain't gonna make no money humming. No, we're going to put this little thing on it, and we're going to make this money. That's how it went. That's how hip-hop is about money, bro.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like Tupac.
It's not about the music no more. It's not about the art form no more. I'm not sorry. It's not about the art form no more. The skills, the rap skills, the flow. That's why I said call that that's not hip hop, call it pop, and then I'm good with it.
Okay. I mean, see, like, Tupac, like, said, that's my favorite artist of all time, the GOAT. The
Yellow. Legend. That's what I listen to.
Yeah, but I listen to one of his interviews. I see mostly all of them. What he say, which I think he probably be using auto-tune right now, because he say that he took somebody else's style or whatever and made it better. He's like, yeah, that's what I do whenever I take another person's style and make it better. And so I feel like he adapted. I think he would have been using auto-tunes right now because he already said that, okay, I'm going to take your style and make it better.
Now, that don't make that shit better. That make that shit sound whack. Because motherfuckers in the hip-hop industry ain't feeling that shit. There's the pop industry and the hip-hop industry. And the hip-hop industry ain't feeling that.
Yes, I don't know if it was Rakim he was talking about. I forgot who he referred to. But, yeah, I know New York, when MC New York, he rapped a different style. He came to Cali, he had a different style. But it was somebody who said he took their style and made it better. Like, wow.
They made it better. How you a biter? The first rule of hip hop is you can't bite. Ain't no biting allowed. You cannot do that and call yourself hip hop again. Know the rules. You cannot.
There's not no rules no more.
And they don't know the rules. They don't know the rules.
Yeah, I was just talking to a few people. I was telling them about in regards to like two of the top number one rappers right now. Drake and Travis Scott, and they all, both of them got like 15 writers on one song. And they even talk about Drake, the GOAT, the greatest rapper, like how he don't even write his own song. He got 10 people writing one song for him.
They call that hip-hop, right? Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't they call that hip-hop? Don't they call that hip-hop? Okay, that's what happened. Right, it started back with the hip to the hop to the hip to the hop.
Yeah, it's crazy. It ain't no
don't get mad.
No
keep it real. It went from the message, broken glass everywhere, to hip to the hop to the hip to the hop, and now it's out of control.
Yeah, and it's so crazy though because all these top rappers is got 15 writers writing they one song, and they're like, oh, you got to write your whole song, your life, everything you do every day or whatever, and be broke as fuck or whatever, struggling getting indicted. But these top rappers making motherfucking $500 million a year for somebody else write for them to say.
But the popular people don't care about that, right? That's why they buy his records.
Exactly.
They don't
a lot
care
of people
about that.
Don't.
They don't care about that. The popular, the people that buy his records don't care about that. About
exactly.
His, they have 15 writers. Okay? So, that's what I'm saying. He didn't have competition like Rakim had and KRS-One had. He didn't have competition
LL,
like that.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? And that's not hip-hop again. Y'all get mad at me if you want. Call me a hater, whatever. That's not hip-hop. And they ain't hip-hop to me. I ain't mad at them. But don't call that hip-hop. No, that ain't hip-hop, man. I ain't going to say that. No, that ain't hip-hop, bro. No.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Yeah, we got to go because it's getting us short, man. But I like to thank you for calling and talking about hip-hop. I just love my brothers. They come from the hip hop and talk about you to educate these people on what hip hop is supposed to be. So I I'm so thankful you supporting the show. Like I said, keep in contact and like I said, hit me up and then we could talk a little longer and we co-host the show so the time for you could come on here and you could call us and we could continue this conversation longer.
Yes, thanks for having me as well. Like I say, go to hogheadgeno.com and sign up for my mailing list. And that's my website where you can find everything that's going on with me.
All right. And we do that. And you hit me up, and like I said, stay in contact with me. And like I said, send your music when you get a chance. Send your music to my Gmail account. At redheadron48@gmail.com, and I'll play your music next week.
Will do. All right. Do it gotta be censored?
It don't matter. Clean or it don't matter if it's clean or the other one. It don't matter.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. And give us your links before you go and everything, where they can find you. Oh, he's gone. I guess he's gone. Well, anyway, yeah, this is all meth. And like, thank y'all, and I'll talk to y'all on Wednesday. I'm out, and we're gonna play Shaw Watts' song "Cry Baby" before we go. This is all meth. I'll talk to y'all on Wednesday. Have a good weekend. Happy Father's Day. Oh yeah, Happy Father's Day, everybody. All men, all the men, all the fathers in the house, Happy Father's Day. And I'll talk to y'all on Wednesday.
Veronica,
you've been like,
girl, chill, vente conmigo.
Veronica,
come
Veronica,
with me.
Veronica. Mami, vente conmigo, sé que tú no estás contenta con él. Se te ve en tus ojos perdido, él ya no te sabe querer.
Give me a love, just one
shot
to make you mine.
What?
Showing you to love you and blow your mind. The way that's me, you're so sweet, a love so divine.
Yeah. Show me the love. Que tú no estás contenta con él. Se te ve en tus ojos perdido. Él ya no te sabe querer. Chiquitita, vente conmigo. Va a poder cariciarte tu piel. Darte besito de cabeza hasta el ombligo. Ven conmigo, olvídate de él. So baby, are you gonna come with me? Ven mami, let me set you free. I need to know right now. Are you down to ride or die?
You're the one for me, boy papi, I'ma follow
your lead.
And I'ma hold you down till the day I die. Cause you're my guy, my ride or die.
I bet your man can't do it like that. No cap, still at 24 karat gold max. That throwback rapper that'll give you no slack. Hold that, and I'ma flick you till your eyes roll back. And have your toes tapping like a ballerina when you up in my arena. Give you that vitamina, make you proud of me, Latina. And change your whole demeanor, it'll have you feeling leaner. From the way you talk to the way that you domina. Word of Selena, I've been dreaming of you, even you do. So we can do what we've been meaning to do. It's us two, no one else needs to be in the crew. Up in the mountaintop together, overseeing the view. Am I being a fool? And believing that you love me and always thinking of me. Girl, why don't you just leave? There must be a reason. Don't hush me, you told me to trust you. Now trust me. Mami, vente conmigo. Sé que tú no estás contenta con él. Se te